Hi everyone, Jacques Tran here. Today I want to introduce you to a very easy chronological outline of the Old Testament. Now, what would the benefit of this be? Have you ever heard someone say that we should read the Bible in context? Now, the word context is very loaded, but in short, it comes down to the setting. This in itself can refer to many aspects, one of which would be to ask, where are we reading from? Which book of the Bible, or even broader, are we reading from the Old Testament or the New Testament? Because surely that would have relevance. Now, the Old Testament is always more daunting than the New Testament, because the Old Testament not only has more books than the New Testament, but the Old Testament in addition covers thousands of years of history, whereas the New Testament covers only a very short period of history. So to give you an extremely simple example relating to context in the Old Testament, let's use the word Judah, for instance. If I see the word Judah in the book of Genesis, it refers to a person, Judah, the son of Jacob. If I read about Judah in Numbers, Deuteronomy, or Joshua, it refers to the tribe of Judah. But when I read about Judah in Kings, Chronicles, or the prophetic books, it would refer to the southern kingdom of Judah. So you see, it's important to understand the chronological outline of the Old Testament because it gives us a better understanding of what we are reading. Personally, I divide the Old Testament chronologically into 8 sections, and I will be discussing the first 3 in this session. Firstly, we have the creation era. This consists of Genesis chapters 1 through to chapter 11, which basically covers the stories of Adam and Eve, Noah, the Tower of Babel, a very unique period. But then we have the second distinct period in the chronological outline, which is called the Patriarch Era, the time of the patriarchs. This basically covers the lives of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and the sons of Jacob, whose descendants, of course, became the 12 tribes of Israel. This era covers then the rest of the book of Genesis, from chapter 12 to chapter 50, right at the end. But what makes this era different than the era before, makes it unique from all the other eras? Well, Abraham is called the father of the faith in the New Testament. And Genesis 12 introduces us to Abraham, who God then makes a covenant with. In this covenant, circumcision is introduced. We also hear about the promise of the promised land for his descendants. So through this covenant, Abraham essentially becomes, if I can put it like that, the first Jew. The Jewish nation begins with him. You would agree with me that that's quite unique, quite distinct. Just like the next section, number 3, the third period, we call the law period, the era of the law. We can even say the Mosaic era in reference to the person of Moses, because this era centers around the person of Moses, and it starts with his birth at the beginning of the book of Exodus, and it ends with the report of his death at the end of the book of Deuteronomy. But again, what characteristics sets this section apart from all the others? Well, not only was Moses born several hundreds of years after the events at the end of the book of Genesis, but at this time Israel had become a nation. They are not a tribe anymore. They are now a nation numbering hundreds of thousands of people. And in addition, in this period, the law is introduced to Israel, something very unique in their history. So you can see, each era is unique and different and distinct from the others. So those are the first 3 eras. Please join in for the next session where I will be discussing the other 5. May you have a lovely day and God bless you.